Hello, I would like to share with you a process for you to meet your master guide. The master guide is the one guide who's really in charge of the other guides for your process, for your expansion, your soul's awareness, and the teachings and lessons that your soul is going through. So just for you to have some understanding of how you can reach this master guide anytime you wish, I'm just going to give you guidelines. I'm going to walk you through a space for you to meet this master guide. Once again, I repeat, as I've said before, don't overthink things. Just let things flow into your mind, into your consciousness. Remember that as a soul, only 20% of the soul is in the body. 80% is already out of the body on other realms. So there always should be this need or this sense or this want and desire to discover those higher realms. So in this process, I would like to bring you on a journey to meet your master guide. As we've done before, important that you have a space which is sacred, which is your space, which will not be disturbed by outside noises, by phones, and any disturbances from family or friends. Make sure this is your time, at least 15 minutes, to let yourself go on this journey. You will hear music behind my voice, and let that gently guide you, and really just relax you. That's the reason here. Just relax. Just let yourself have this moment to be with yourself. So just close your eyes. You can lie down on the floor, sit down, doesn't matter. Wherever you're comfortable in your sacred space. And as we always do with relaxation, we acknowledge our spiritual self by breathing. For breath is a gift of God. And breathing brings movement into the body for the energy to move through the body. And by breathing in, by setting the intention that you are bringing in breath to move the energy, so it is, it will be. So together, let's imagine now that you are a tree, a big oak tree, and just feel yourself as a big oak tree. Feel your roots going all the way down to the ground, connecting with Mother Earth, and become that tree, become that big oak tree. And how does an oak tree feed itself? The nutrients are from Mother Earth, from Gaia, receiving all these nutrients and security and safety. You can wear the trunk, how that feels. And then your canopy, the branches that go all the way up toward the sun is light. So imagine now that you're this tree and you're growing, going to the light, going toward the sun. And I want you to inhale that sunlight. Inhale. And exhale. Let go of that. Let that serve you. And inhale. And exhale. Feel that beautiful sunlight within. Beautiful and lovely energy. And inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. Good. And just imagine, just with your mind, that you're floating above these clouds, these mists, floating above. You're no longer the tree. You're free, you're a soul floating above these mists, these clouds. And it feels peaceful. It feels tranquil. It feels joyful. And there's a bit of excitement as well. There's a bit of excitement as well because you know there's a calling. Someone is calling for you. A master guide is calling your name. But really, it's not your name, it's your energy. It's this sense that you've been together before, you've known each other before, you've worked together for many, many eons of times. So you find that you're floating now, floating down now, descending to this beautiful, beautiful garden path. This beautiful garden path you'd find really in the spiritual world with lovely, lovely colors and flowers, all different types of flowers and roses and daffodils, lilacs and iris, tulips. Look at the beautiful meadows of grass. A beautiful, one would say maybe a village, meadow, or garden, perfectly manicured. You're being told that you've been here before many, many times, and you're encouraged to walk down this pathway. So walk down the path. It can be a curved path, straight path, doesn't matter though. And just walk each step, and with each step you take, you find that you're getting more and more excited, more and more thrilled and happy, knowing that soon you're going to meet this master teacher. So sending out that thought, that intention, dear Master Teacher, Master Guide, I ask you now to come to be in this space with me and to celebrate, to instruct, to acknowledge, to inform me of when you are in with the space with me, what I should know, how to contact you on a regular basis. And it is so. Your Master Guide says, yes, come a little bit further, and you walk down this path, and you see there's a lake there. Beautiful, gentle, still lake. Lovely. There are swans swimming on the top. You see some ducks as well. Everything is just so perfect. And there is a rock on the side of this lake, a big, big rock. Go toward that rock, and you will see right now, standing at that rock or sitting on the rock, there is your Master Guide. Look at them. Feel their energy. They welcome you with open arms. Let them hug you. Feel their energy. And the Master Guide tells you to sit down now on the rock there in front, right next to him or her. And now we have a conversation. Listen to what they say to you. Their words are gentle. Their thoughts are nurturing and encouraging. Tell you to think better of yourself, because only love will help you grow. Only love will help you expand. Don't live your life according to others. Live your life according to you. I am by your side. Always. Just call on me. And make sure to ask them a way to connect, an easy way for you specifically to connect on your own. Have a lovely conversation. And you can continue this conversation as long as you'd like to. And when you are finished, your guide will take you up that path again and send you on your way back to the human world. I will leave you here now to have this lovely communication with your guide. Ask them as many questions as you possibly can. Curiosity about themselves as well. Find out more about them, the works they do, and where they live, where they reside. Ask as much as you can. Enjoy their company.